They go touchdown, touchdown. Your margin for error shrinks. How do you not press?
Yeah, I think you got to continue to play and understand that, you know, you can't worry about what you can't control. All we can control is one play at a time, what we do offensively and trying to put up points. You know, I didn't do that in the first half, and it hurt us, you know, because like you said, then we're chasing points.
Thank you. The way the division was going, y'all had an outside chance of playoffs coming in. Did y'all know how the other teams did beforehand? Or?
No, nobody really paid attention, you know, because it was kind of irrelevant to us and what, you know, our objective was. But, you know, it's kind of whatever happens, happens. We'll go out here and do everything we can.
Were they doing anything early on for the slow start for y'all? Or was
No, and I think that's the disappointing and frustrating part. You know, they did the same thing the first half that they did in the second half, and, you know, we put up a lot more points in the second half than we did in the first. So, I don't know. I don't really know what to tell you. Got to find a way to be better in the first half.
Obvious question, but frustration level pretty high right now.
Yeah. It's definitely frustrating. You know, when you go through, you know, you're happy with the week, and guys, you know, do a really good job through the week and the preparation and going through everything, and then come out and you know, you start slow. I think we had 19 plays or something in the first half. So that's definitely frustrating, and you know, it's hard to play games like that. But you know, there are valuable lessons in there and things to learn from.
It doesn't do a lot for you now, but I mean, Hearns and Robinson, fifth game over 100 in the same game, fifth game each scoring a touchdown. When you line up with those two, do you expect to score on every drive?
Yeah, I mean, those two guys are unbelievable. You know, now that we got Marquise healthy and Rashad playing well too, and then obviously JT and Sadie's. I mean, it's an arsenal of guys that can make plays and go the distance at any moment. And you know, the two Allens especially are two unbelievably good players. They're reliable guys, and you know, they care and they're passionate about it. But you know, just like I would, they trade their personal stats in for different results every week.
The expectation level has climbed so far so fast. Does that create not pressure but frustration when you do line up and struggle to get it moving early?
Yeah, definitely, because you know, we know what we're capable of and what we can do, and when we don't execute at that level, it's frustrating, you know. But I think you got to be able to you know, you come to the sidelines, you learn from what just happened, and be able to try and go out and move on and get things rolling.